Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Running a successful business is no walk in the park. This is especially true today. In the face of ever-changing business administration tools, marketing tactics, and employee expectations, you've got a ton on your plate. Employees are critical to a company's success. Getting them to perform to expectations requires good employee management skills. In the past years, many businesses struggled with a costly turnover problem. According to statistics compiled by HR software system Zenefits and the employee engagement platform Access Perks, 63.3% of small businesses had a harder time retaining employees than hiring them. Employers spend $1.1 billion to find replacement workers. Turnover, according to 79.3% of small businesses, stifles growth, while 78.6% find it detrimental to productivity. More than 33% of workers are either actively or casually searching for a job. About 50% of employees are willing to take a pay cut of as much as 29% if that means working at a job they enjoy. In the spring of 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic triggered job losses in the labor market on a scale not seen since the Great Depression. A year later, the economic situation had improved. Approximately 60% of jobs lost had returned, but employment was still down compared to pre-pandemic levels. As small business owners try to recover and rebuild in the wake of the COVID pandemic, they face a new hurdle, a lack of workers. A survey by the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, found that 42% of owners had job openings that could not be filled, a record high. 91% of those hiring or trying to hire reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. That is turning into a huge obstacle to growth for small businesses, said Holly Wade, an executive director of NFIB Research Center. She added that after adjusting operations to get through the worst of the pandemic, they are saddled with not being able to increase business operations when they find the opportunities. Another impact of the pandemic is working from home. Many employees seem to like this new normal, while employers want employees in the office. As a result, hybrid work has become a baseline expectation for most employees, and organizations are already seeing the effects. Turnover has significantly increased when employees are required to come back into the office full-time. 52% of employees say flexible work policies will affect the decision to stay at their current organization. Turnover will continue to increase because the emotional costs of leaving the organization are lower when hybrid work is allowed. Plus, there's more choice in employers when location is no longer a factor. There's more where those came from, but you get the picture. Although the numbers aren't very pretty, the good news is that you can do something. For many owners of growing businesses, hiring employees is a necessity. Think of these individuals as one of your biggest assets, just as valuable as your business name, reputation, and the product or service you provide. Yet leading a team of people with differing personalities, work styles, and strengths can be a challenge. Employee management is an art and takes dedication and planning. The more effectively you lead, the more value, loyalty, and effort you're likely to get in return. You can get off to a strong start by deciding upfront how you'll hire, inspire, support, train, and lead your team. And that starts by implementing more effective strategies for employee management in the workplace. What do I mean by employee management? Employee management is a process that helps your workers perform at their best and achieve your business goals. It's a holistic process that covers almost everything related to human resources, such as new employee recruitment, payroll management, performance management, and more. Employee management covers three key areas: acquisition, finding and hiring the right candidates; engagement and retention, ensuring that your employees are happy, engaged, and stick around as long as possible. This is achieved by active communication to understand your employees' needs and concerns and address them. Performance management, measuring and conducting performance reviews, helping them continually improve, and reward great work. Let's talk a little bit more in depth about these three key areas, starting with acquisition, finding and hiring the right candidates. Whether you're hiring your first employee or your 10th, it's important to take great care when choosing someone to join your staff. On a small team, in order to help drive the business forward, each person must be a strong contributor and have unique strengths. Choosing the wrong person can lead to headaches, lost income, and conflicts on the job. Choosing the right person can mean a big lift to your productivity. Whether you're hiring a family member, friend, or someone new to you, these are steps you can take to choose the right person for your business and set that individual up for success. 1. Decide when to hire an employee. In a few cases, like a restaurant setting, hiring employees may be necessary from your first day in business. More often, a business owner will handle all aspects of their business until they realize it's too much for one person to manage. Here are some questions to answer when considering whether to add an employee. Do you want help? For some business owners, keeping the business small and manageable is a top priority. Others may be struggling to manage workload or have opportunities they can't take advantage of because they don't have the time. These are signs it's time to hire someone. Can you afford help? Remember that the actual cost of an employee is not just the amount you pay that person per hour. It also includes any paid time off, health or retirement benefits, and other expenses. Sit down and take a look at your budget. Decide how you expect your profit or productivity to increase if you bring on someone new. Calculate the salary, benefits, and overhead you'll need to pay if you hire an employee. Then see whether you have room in your budget to cover the costs. What type of employee do you need? You may be able to hire a part-time or temporary employee to help out for a few hours a week or during a seasonal rush. As you grow, you may need full-time permanent employees. 2, know the laws. Before you hire your first employee, it's important to learn about legal requirements around choosing employees and how you treat employees once they're part of your team. Some laws only apply to businesses with a certain number of employees, so get familiar with the requirements that apply to yours. Even if you have a small team now, it pays to know the laws so you're ready if your business and your number of employees grow. 3. Write a great job description. Even if you're hiring someone you know, it's important to write out a clear job description. This will help you make sure that you and the employee agree on the responsibilities of the job. If you're hiring someone outside of your company, the job description is also an important opportunity to track great candidates. For this reason, you should make sure it's clear, thoughtfully written, and easy to understand. Start by choosing a job title that describes what the role will be. Speak directly to the candidates in the description, being clear and relatable. Also, make sure to communicate the positives of your business. Job seekers will look for tasks, experiences, and responsibilities that line up with their skills, so add as much detail around these points as possible. Finally, reach out to friends, family, and business contacts to let them know you're hiring. Advertise the listing where you think you'll reach your ideal candidates best, through a help wanted sign in your business window, via online job sites, with flyers, at local events, on social media, or through community job boards. 4. Start interviewing. If you're considering more than one candidate for a job, you'll need to set up interviews with your top applicants to find out more about their interests and experience. If you have many applicants, filter out the least promising ones quickly. You can conduct a first round of phone interviews to determine which ones you'll want to meet face-to-face. When deciding who to interview, consider how well each candidate's resume is presented, whether their skills match the job description, educational background, and how long they stayed at previous jobs. You'll also want to try and determine whether the person is dedicated to their job and takes pride in their work. A sense of character and commitment can be even more valuable to your business than a particular set of skills. Here are some more tips for ensuring a smooth interview process. Prepare a list of interview questions. The answers candidates give you should provide you with the information you need to make a decision on which one to hire. Questions should cover experience, skills, strengths, likes, dislikes, and even personality traits to help you find the right fit for your team. Many sites offer lists of important questions to ask, which you can use to create yours. Take notes on your responses. You should be aware there are some questions that are illegal to ask candidates during an interview, including questions about their race, sexual orientation, and age. Get familiar with the laws around pre-employment inquiries provided by the EEOC and local law. Ask what questions they have for you. Their questions can show what they know about your business, how interested they are in the job, and any concerns or ideas they may bring to the business. Be clear about expectations and goals for the business. In some cases, a candidate won't be that excited about the business or they will disagree with your overall goals. It's helpful to have this information up front when choosing the right fit. 5. Make your choice. You've spoken to a range of candidates and you found that needle in the haystack. This candidate seems excited about the position, has the skills, experience, and personality your company needs. Before you formalize the offer, you'll need to offer compensation and other possible benefits in a written letter. This document will give the potential employee a clear picture of all that you plan to provide them in exchange for the job. The benefits you outline in the package may include paid days off, sick leave, retirement benefits, health benefits, maternity and paternity benefits, or a discount on company products. You'll want to be sure that the salary you offer aligns with what others in your industry are offering for similar jobs. This will help you attract strong employees and ensure that they're happier on the job. To research average salaries in your area, there are several resources available online that provide salary information. If you are hiring someone you know, it's just as important to make sure you both agree on these details and have them in writing. It will save you from any miscommunications regarding pay, days off, or other compensation-related topics later. Time to move on to engagement and retention. Here are 5 tips to effectively manage your employees. 1. Adopt an open communication policy. Did you know that 81% of employees prefer a small business that values open communication over perks like gym memberships and free food? Open communication doesn't just mean water cooler talk. As a business owner, you need a structured system that lets your employees voice their concerns. Here are some things you can do to foster open communications. A. Be visible and transparent. Let your employees know that you're always available to speak with them by keeping an open door policy. Show your face around the office often and show genuine interest when you talk to your employees. It's essential to let your workers know that employee needs are your top priority. Share company information with employees directly, like your plans for the next quarter or updates on a big deal you're trying to land. This will let your employees feel more included in the decision-making process. But please note, while disclosure is essential, don't share any confidential data openly, such as client-specific information. And B, encourage feedback. Another important step is to encourage your employees to give you and the organization feedback over policies and processes. Pay attention to your workers' opinions. Use their input to identify shortcomings and correct them. Actively working on their feedback is an easy way to show them that you care about their views and well-being. 2. Set clear expectations. Do you know why most employees underperform? It's because they're not sure of what they have to do. Think about it. Job descriptions don't adequately prepare an employee for their upcoming workload. If someone is unclear about what they have to do, it's going to take them longer to complete a task. Plus, if your company doesn't encourage open communication, the confused employee will proceed with the task incorrectly. Before you set any goals and objectives, be sure of what you need to be done. Then be clear and specific as possible. For example, if you want to increase sales by 30%, you'll need to clarify what product sales are you talking about? What's the time frame to achieve that goal? What are the methods the employees are expected to use? What territories you want them to focus on? And how you'll be evaluating their performance. This way, they'll be clear about everything and can get started immediately. An excellent way to ensure this is to have all your goals be SMART goals. Remember SMART? I've talked about this on several past shows. S, specific. Don't be vague regarding goals. Tell them exactly what you need. M, measurable. Ensure that your goals can be measured to analyze progress quickly. A, achievable. Set goals that can be achieved with the available resources. R, realistic. Set realistic expectations to avoid any potential demoralization. And T, timely. Give your employees a specific time frame to achieve their goals. 3. Help employees grow. 32% of employees who quit an organization cited lack of career development opportunities as the primary reason for their resignation. Giving your employees new challenges and roles will keep them motivated and help them grow. This will also build their skill sets and help them do more for your business. Here are 3 ways you can help your employees develop. 1. Provide in-house training and mentorship programs for your employees. 2. Maintain a learning culture within the organization. And 3. Let employees represent your organization at conferences and seminars. Remember, helping your employees grow not only helps them, it makes your workforce more talented and capable of taking on new challenges. 4, create a sense of trust. Trust is a major factor in employee productivity and motivation levels. If your employees feel that you don't trust them enough, they'll be demotivated and display poor performance. Research even shows that employees who trust their leaders are 12 times more likely to be fully vested in their job. That's why building a trusting environment is so essential. Here's how to do it. Respect their privacy. Let your workers have their own space to do their job. Stop micromanaging. Going over everything yourself can lower your employees' self-confidence. Avoid constant feedback. Only provide feedback when necessary, such as if a large change is needed or if they're proceeding in the wrong direction. Don't offer your opinion on every minor detail. 5. Reward good performance. An incentive-based management system is essential to keep your employees motivated. When you reward your employees, it shows them that you appreciate their hard work. Many companies use a reward system that is directly tied to employee performance. This motivates employees to be more productive and work harder to earn more. As an example, for more sales that an employee makes, the higher his overall commission rate becomes. Rewarding your employees shouldn't have to be all about money either. Employee recognition can also help improve employee satisfaction levels. A simple thank you note or a party from your company can go a long way in showing that you care about your employees' efforts. And the last key area, performance management. Whether you have one or more employees, a good way to keep them productive and continually improving is to conduct ongoing performance reviews. A performance review shouldn't be the first time your employee hears about something they're doing well or an area in need of improvement. That feedback should be communicated on a day-to-day basis. The performance review is your chance to sit down together periodically, usually each quarter, but at least every 6 months, review their accomplishments, goals for improvement, and create a plan for the upcoming period. Here are some steps that will help. Determine a format for your reviews. During most reviews, the employer and the employee talk over the employee's strengths, accomplishments, challenges, goals, and next steps. In some cases, employees receive scores in specific areas so their performance can be tracked and compared in future reviews. You can find example review forms online. See which details and approach would fit your business best. In addition to filling out a review form themselves, some employers provide the template to their employees so they can fill out a self-review first. This can help them think about their own performance and goals and play a more active part in the process. Whichever approach you take, be upfront with employees about expectations of the job and what they can expect during reviews. Set a timeline. Decide how often you want to conduct reviews and let employees know when they can expect them. If possible, sit down once per quarter, but no later than every 6 months rather than yearly to ensure better communication and to keep goals top of mind. Track progress. Rather than trying to remember items to include in reviews, keep a running list of each employee's accomplishments and challenges. Goals met, tasks well done, completed projects, compliments from customers, or deadlines missed. This will help you provide clearer and more accurate feedback. Conduct the review. Remember that the goal of reviews is to ensure open communication and to help yourself and your employees grow and improve. They are an opportunity for you to both offer feedback. It's also a time to listen to employees about what they feel are their strengths, where they'd like more support, and areas where they want to learn and grow. For this reason, reviews work best when they are approached as open discussions between an employer and employee. Keep a warm and friendly tone, set a time when you don't feel rushed through the meeting, and listen carefully to any points your employee makes. Document what was discussed. It's easy to forget about important points during a review. To prevent this from happening, take notes on what you've discussed and on next steps. Then keep a record for yourself and provide a copy to the employee. You can use these notes and goals you've recorded as a starting point for their next review. Ask for feedback. One of the best things a manager can do is to request feedback from their employees. Asking what you can do better shows that you are determined to be a good leader, and it is likely to create more open, collaborative, and positive relationships. It will also help you learn to provide employees with the support they need and to be the most effective leader possible. Good communication with employees is necessary for their happiness and your success. One thing that is extremely important in a small business is managing time. Managing your time well and helping employees manage their time well is an important aspect of running a successful business. With small businesses in particular, owners and employees tend to manage a lot of tasks, so using time wisely is critical for success. Here are a few ways to ensure the best use of time. Prioritize. Teach employees which items are top priority, medium priority, and low priority. For instance, responding to a customer complaint or order issue will probably require immediate attention. Brainstorming a new promotion can probably wait for a day or two. Plan ahead. Sometimes, creating plans, whether it's a business plan or a launch plan for a new product, can feel more time-consuming than it's worth. Yet, making a list of items that must be done in order to achieve a goal is likely to save you time in the long run. Creating a plan forces you to consider the steps involved in meeting your goal. It also helps to gauge how much time will be needed for each step. Avoid pitfalls. We're all aware of pitfalls that lead to lost time on the job. Chatting too long with customers or coworkers on an ongoing basis, checking and responding to emails too often throughout the day, or reacting to issues immediately instead of considering where they fall on your list of priorities. Whether you or an employee is losing time, the habit is likely to cost you in the long run. One way to identify these problem areas is for yourself to keep a detailed log of your time throughout a day. When and how you're spending your time wisely, in what areas could you improve? Help employees use time wisely. Managing your own time wisely is the number one way to encourage employees to do the same. Make sure to start meetings on time, keep daily, weekly, and monthly schedules, and learn to delegate rather than trying to juggle every task yourself. You can also encourage good use of time by complimenting employees when they manage time well, or by acknowledging employees when they meet goals on time. In some cases, if time isn't being managed wisely, you may need to sit down with an employee one-on-one. Brainstorm ways you can work together to ensure they're able to work more effectively. Employee management is a core process for any business looking to improve their bottom line. Remember, the most precious resource in your organization is human capital. It's up to your employee management and company culture to harness that talent. Utilizing some of the tips I've provided can help turn your good employee into your best employee. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.